wish I could give you better news, Mr. Morris," the girl behind the counter said with a friendly voice that faked compassion. "But those are our policies. You knew about them when you signed the contract." Kay stared at her in growing despair.
"But what am I supposed to do now?"
"We understand that your situation is difficult, which is why we're granting you 7 days to pay your outstanding dues."
He ran his shaky fingers through his hair, which badly needed a cut. It had grown so long that it almost covered the neural implant on his temple.
7 days?
He asked.
"How am I supposed to do that?"
"Frankly," she answered with a smile so sweet that it could cause diabetes, "that's not our concern. If you fail to do so, it is our right to extract our property from your body."
He paled.
You can't do that."
"Mr. Morris," she said, turning her attention towards the halo screen, "according to our files, you have a cognitive implant, 2 synthetic kidneys, and an augmented ankle, all manufactured by Olympus Inc. They are merely 25% paid off, and you failed to pay your dues 2 months in a row now. By contract, this gives us every right to retrieve our property."
"But I can't survive without the kidneys,"
he blurted out, cold sweat covering his forehead now. She tilted her head.
"We understand that life sometimes can become too much. If you wish, I can give you a 70% discount with our sister company, Sleepwell, for the most pleasant exit experience available. We provide the best medical staff. It will be completely painless and will end your suffering once and for all."
She handed him a brochure designed in cheery colors.
"The deal is only valid if you agree to donate any healthy organs for recycling."